This is Martha. Hello,
hello, Martha. Hello. You're just
getting... Okay.
Gabriella.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
You will find the handout on the unique astrological times link. And that landing page can be found on the, underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage. Or if you're on a mobile device, it's usually at the bottom. When the landing page opens up, the unique astrological times, just scroll down to the bottom to whether where it says the title is Various Healing Meditations. And tonight's class is the second link, Coronavirus Protection, the Ketoret Expanded Version. Now, I know our morning class, I dropped out of after about 30 minutes, I guess. So does anybody have any questions from the morning? The part that I left, that I dropped out at as I was reading the English translation of the Ketoret. If there are no questions, I'll just go on.
Hello?
To... Yes?
Excuse me. All we got were the preliminary prayers. Then after that, we didn't get any kind of lesson.
Say again?
At least it wasn't on my end, it wasn't.
Well, say again what you said, Hana, because you were broke up.
Okay. All we've heard was the preliminary prayers. We did not know which handout you were going to. We had an idea, but we didn't hear any lesson.
Okay, then we should probably start. Did you hear the Zohar this morning or not?
The 9 o'clock, yes. Yes, we did.
Okay. So, the handout for tonight is going to be on the unique astrological times link. At the bottom of the page, there's a section titled Various Healing Meditations. The second link is the Coronavirus Protection, the Ketoret, the expanded version, including Kabbalistic meditation. And that will be the link I will use today. I'm giving you a few minutes to be able to open it up.
I'm going to mute again. I hate to make things.
Okay. No, I'm not going to translate the Hebrew. I don't have the skill set to do that. But if you want to read an English translation, it would be beneficial to go to almost any Orthodox Siddur, whether Ashkenazi or Sephardi, and you will find an English translation for the Ketoret. And it is very beneficial to know what you're saying. The difference between this handout and the one I used this morning is the Kabbalistic meditations. And I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidhinu, Urchimu, Utchinu, Urchimu, Leya Vata L'Shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'Yihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononeihu. I recommend that everybody mute their phones by pressing star 6. And that tends to minimize the static. And if I hear the static, I will mute everybody. But I prefer that you do it individually so that if you do have a question, you're able to unmute yourself and ask the question. If you open up to the second page, you'll see in the right at the top some small letters, and then it has a verse with the word Ketoret in the middle of 11 Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. The meditation is that these 11 Adonais are representative and connecting to the manifestation of the 11 different components. So you would read the verse, Atahu Adonai Yo-hei-wa-hei. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Yo Ahe Da Wanu Heyo Eloheinu Shehiktiru Avoteinu Lifanecha Et Ketoret. And you can scan each of the 11 Adonais. And once you have memorized the Hebrew for each of the components of the Ketoret, when you look at each Adonai, you can utilize the component of the Ketoret. Hasamim bizman shebet hamikdash kayam Kasher tzivita otam al yad Moshe neviach kakatu b'toratach vayomer Adonai Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Yo Aheda Wanu El Moshe. And you can transform the letters of the name Moshe to be the letters of the fifth name of the 72 names of God, which is Mem He Shin. Me He Shi. And the second line of that is basically the spelling out of that name. Me Maha Shein Kach Lecha Samim You see the red letters that are small. Metatoa Nataf Tenawa Tanawa Those vowels are coming from the first letters of a verse. Ushelet tikai viki vehel benasamim ulvona zaka bad bevad yihye. The smaller letters between the larger Hebrew words are basically addressing different meditative tools, like the names, one of the 72 names of God, or based on the gematria of the word. The word, the two words that are small between Zakah and Vad spell the words Or Makif, which means surrounding light. Yihye bevad bad Zakah uvona samim. Behel bena ushelet mataf samim lechakach Moshe el Adonai Yohewahe Yada Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Wayomer. On the third page, you see the purple letters with various vowels. And this is basically taking the first letters with the vowels that are associated with those first letters from a particular verse. And you basically read those as your connection. Right now, I'm not explaining them for a number of reasons, time considerations being the most important. Hayahu Yedev Dev Kazu Hanovalawa Mumese. Sensitive, you should be able to feel the increased energy level that is associated with these saying of these words. And if you're not energy sensitive, it's okay. You just eventually you will become energy sensitive as you utilize this tools and these tools more often. We asita o taketoret rokach mase rokeach mimulach tahor kodesh v'shachakta mimena. Tadek v'natata mimena lifnei ha'edut v'yohel mo'ed asher ivan. Shama Koresh Kadashim Tihyeh Lachem V'ne'emar V'hikir Alav Acharon Ketoret Amim Baboker Baboker B'chetivo Ed Hanerot Yaktirena Yaktirena Uha Alot Acharon Ed Hanerot Bein Harbaim Yaktirena Ketoret Tamid Lifnei Adonai Yohei Wache Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Ledorotechem. I'm on page 3, the second paragraph from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan Petum HaKetoret Ketzad Shalosh Meot Wishishim Ushmona Manim Hayuba Shalosh Meot Wishishim Wachamisha Kamin Yan Yimot Hachama Maner Kekol Yom Machatito Baboker Umachatito Vaerev Ushlosha Manim Yeterim Shemehem Machnis Kohen Gadol Benotel Mehem Milo Hafna Beyom HaKippurim Machatiran Lemachteshet Be'erev Yom HaKippurim Kedei Lekayem Mitzvat Daka Min HaDaka V'yachar Asa Simanim Hayuba Ve'elu Hen. You'll see the small aleph in the second line from the bottom, or some would say the third, but the third is in a little less. And the first word, that's not the first word, the third word has a little aleph in front of it. This is the section of the Ketoret where you really enumerate the 11 different components. And it's important that you focus your attention on these as you say them. And you can utilize it in two different ways to focus your attention. Some people will say the number. The Aleph is 1, the Bet is 2, the Gimel is 3, and so forth. Others will count, not say the number out loud, but will count off their right hand, the fingers of their right hand. So they go through one cycle of 5 fingers, and then a second cycle of 5 fingers, and then the last one is the first index finger. Whatever you find more comfortable and more helping you to focus your concentration. One Hatzari, 2 the Hatziporin, 3 the Helbana, 4 the Halvona, Mishkal Shivim. Going to page 4. Shivim Mane, 5 more, 6 Utsia, 7 Vishibolet Nerd. 8 Bekarkom Mishkal Shesasar Shesasar Maneh 9 Kavot Pat Shot Shenehemasar. Ten kilufa shilosha. 11 kinamon tisha. I'm on the fourth line and the third word. Borit karshina tisha kabin. Yayin kafrisin sein telat. Bekabin telata. Ve'im lo matza. Yayin kafrisin mevio. Samar chivar atik melach sedomit. Rova ma'ale ashan kol shehu Rebbe Natan Habavli Omer. I'm going to take a pause right here. It won't be long. It's the seventh line, the first word on the fourth page. Rova ma'ale ashan kol shehu Rebbe Natan Habavli Omer. Af kipat hayarden. Kol shehi im Natan Badevash pesala ve'im chiser achat mikol samanecha hayav mita. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer chatzari. Eino ela sashera anotev meyatze haftaforit karshina lemahi ba kedei leshapot ba ed hatziporen Kedeshete na yayin kafrisin lemahuva kedeleshorot poed elashen maknisin meiraglayim bamikdash Mifne hakatovod Tanya Rabbi Natan Domer Keshehu shohek omer Chadek hetev Hetev hadek mifne shehakol Yafel abshamim Pit malachatain Keshera l'shalish uravia Lo shemanu Amar Rebbe Yehuda zehachlal Im tamidata Kishera lachatayim. Tim kisera chat. Mikos mama. Sama necha. Hayav mita. The last paragraph on page 4. Tanya bar kapara achad l'shishim. O l'shivim shana haita va shel shirayim lachatzayim. Yod tane bar kafra. Page 4. Iluhaya noten bakarto shel devash en adam ikol amod mipne reha selama en marvin barvat devash Mipne shehatorah amra ki yukol she'ur v'kol devash lo hatiru mimenu ishe ladonai yohe wahe adanu yo yohe dawanu heyo. This is the second paragraph on page 5. Vayomer alehem Yisrael avihem im ken apozot asukehu muzimra rataret biklechem v'toridu Laish mincha me'aviriron. Me'at tzari umat devash nekot. Belit badnin ushkadim. Vayomer alechem Yisrael avihem imken. Epozot asukehu mizmerat haaretz biklechem v'horidu v'ishmincha me'at tzari umat devash nekot v'lo badnim ushkedim Tedalovash Tegam Kon Pagmekoar Kachemunakat. The last paragraph on page 5. Vayomer alehem Yisrael avihem imken apo zotasukehu mezimrat haret biklechem behoridu laish mincha. Me'at sari umat tevash dekot v'lo matnim ushkadem ke'krasetan. You'll notice the six letters at the end of that paragraph, the last paragraph on page 5. Is the second, the letters of the second verse from the Anabekoach. And in the paragraph above that, you have various words that are being made up of the first letters of words that come from other verses. These are all considered names of God. And so should be treated with the utmost respect. We're starting on page 6. And you see in the first paragraph the same idea where the letters are in blue. They're coming from as first letters or last letters from an earlier verse or a verse from somewhere in the Tanakh. We have actually finished the saying of the Ketoret. This is additional meditations that we are continuing with. I hope I'm being clear or sufficiently clear. If you have questions, feel free to ask. Vayikra Moshe l'kol zikvei Yisrael Vayomer alechem mishku Uchu lacham ton l'mishpechoteichem V'shachatu ha-pasach U'gachachtem Agudat ezo utzvaltem Badam asher patsa behinaktem El hamashko ve'el shete hamzugo zot Min hadam asher basa V'yatem lo titzu ish bepetach beito ad boker v'yavar Adonai yohe wahe yohe dawanu heyo lina nof et metzaraim V'ra'ed ha'dam al ha'mishkof V'al shetei hamzun v'otzot U'shehu pa'esach Adonai yohe wache yohe adaduyo Yohe dawanu hei Al ha-petach v'la-yiten ha-mashtin la-vo-eli v'atayichem v'nagov. Vayili emiv echa achav shichavi aten yachil evli ada. We're on page 6, the second paragraph. I'm just going to scan this paragraph. Page 7. Vyaset nirateha Shiva ubhavchataketha Umahtoteha Zahavata hor Mikar Zahav Pehorasa Lautavit Kolas Kaleha Adonaiyo he wahe adaduyo Yo ahe da wanu he yo Laho shie ni un ge do tai De gatna un gen Volume haye If you'll notice in the middle of the page or right under the first paragraph, you have the seven sephirot starting with Chesed through Malchut, and you have various names of God associated with that with different vowels. This is something you should just concentrate on until you're ready to verbalize it, and it would take a number of years before you'll be ready to do that. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu He Yo The Hoshieni Fungino
You will see a Shviti
design tool for the Psalm 67, the menorah. We'll do that. We've had that discussion in other classes, and we will do it again when we get to discussing the Omer, which is coming up. And you hear, you see on page 9, two-letter sequences. Some are in red, some in blue, and some in black. And then the last section has a three-letter sequence. Those are all to be scanned. Now we can scan the rest of page 9. Page 10, continue to scan. Page 11, you can scan. And at the bottom of page 11, you have the Anabakoah. And don't forget to verbalize the Baruch Shem after you have scanned the other verses. On page 12, scan the first paragraph. In the middle of the page, you see the four different levels of the Hashem's name when spelled out. So the top one is Ayin Bet 72, spelled Yud Vav Dalet He Yud Vav Yud Vav He Yud. Next is followed Samach Gimel, which is 63. Yud Vav Dalet He Yud Vav Aleph Vav He Yud. Then 45 is Zeranpin, Yud Bav Dalid Hey Aleph Bav Aleph Vav Hey Aleph. And finally, the Malchut is Ben. Yud Bav Dalid Hey Hey Vav Vav Hey Hey. We've mentioned these many times in our classes. Sometimes we've explained them, sometimes not. But this is really a very powerful tool. And then scan the balance of the page. And then the last page, you can scan the last paragraph. That's the end of this class. It was just a few minutes earlier, and that's why I scanned so much of it. But if you have the time to say it, it is better to say each letter with its vowel. But if you can't and don't know how to read Hebrew, scanning is perfectly acceptable and quite powerful. And as we discussed this morning, the Ketoret is the tool to prevent plagues. It has been used by the children of Israel and the Jewish people for 3,500 years, ever since the giving of the Torah. We're presently in a time of a plague, and it's important to say this three times a day. Does anybody have any questions? Reminding you that we will have a class at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, West Coast time, where we will be studying the material for the month of Av. And we will have a deep Zohar class at 4:30, West Coast time, and we'll be studying the writings of the Ari at 7 p.m. Shalom Gadol to all. Are there any questions? I don't know if I lost the call or not. It appears that I'm still on. So I'd appreciate it if somebody would say something.
But I'm still here.
Good.
You're still
glad
here.
You're here. So, are there any questions?
No, sir. No, thank you for this class.
You have a beautiful, beautiful week. Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov. Thank you.
Shavua Tov.